Frontier Fighters. Frontier Fighters, heroic stories of those splendid wayfarers who trod the endless westward paths to everlasting fame and eternal glory. Pathetic, grim, tragic is the history of the ill-fated Donner Party. Nearly 100 pioneer men, women, and little children, martyrs to the Pacific colonization boom, which, in the Middle West, assumed gigantic proportions. It is spring, 1846, in Sangamon County, Illinois.
Attention! I want your attention. Now give me your attention, everybody, please.
As I read the names from my muster roll, I want the head of every family to answer.
Ready, George.
All right. George Donner, his wife and five children.
That's us, George.
Jacob Donner, my elder brother, his wife and seven children.
Here, George.
James Reed, his wife and four children.
Here, Donner.
Mrs. Sarah Keyes, mother of Mrs. James Reed.
Here. And don't you forget that I'm 90 years old.
Graves family.
Here.
The Breen family.
Here.
The Murphys.
George, we're here.
The Pikes.
Here.
32 teamsters and camp assistants. Immigrant wagons, yeah. Extra yokes of oxen, cows for milk, young beef cattle, saddle horses, and a dog.
I've got the dog, Daddy.
Implements for the new farms, school supplies for the children, trade goods for the Indians, and $10,000.
$10,000? Who's got it?
I've got the money, George. I stitched it between the covers of our quilt this afternoon.
You'll sleep well tonight, George, under $10,000.
I won't sleep a wink, folks. The responsibility of all that.
Cold October blended into a colder November. December snarled and bit like a mad white dog. The snow was 10 feet deep. Starvation and death stalked through the camp. Jacob Donner and his three sons died. The long storm over, the party resumed its march. On January 6th, 1847...
Mr. Eddie, are you strong enough to sight your gun?
Sure, Mary. Just show me the animal. Oh,
but your hand shakes so.
Oh, shucks. That's just buck fever. I had it before.
Look, Mr. Eddie. Yeah. About 90 yards to your left.
Oh, I see it. A deer. There's a broadside, too.
Oh, careful, Mr. Eddie. Now. Oh, try again.
Once more.
Oh, you missed him. You missed him.
No, Mary, look. Look, he's wounded. He's staggering. He's falling. He's down.
Oh.
Quick, Mary. Hurry, Mary. He may get away.
Yes.
He may get away.
Rescue parties came and went, leaving brave men of their own groups to die with a split-up Donner Party. Draft animals gone, the starving victims ate their moccasins, harness leather, the strings from their snowshoes, the boots in which they stood. On February 27th, the starving survivors of two parties met in Bear Valley, brought together by Jim Reed, who had been banished for killing Snyder.
I'm Jim Reed. Where's my wife and my four children? Here's bread. Only a mouthful for each. Divide fairly now. Small morsel apiece.
Oh, Jim, Jim.
My darling.
Oh, you're here at last. Oh, Jim, we're so hungry. Bread, Jim, bread. Not for me, but for our children.
We started with four children. I see only two. Where's the other two? Don't tell me they're dead.
No, no, Jim, not yet. They're back in the mountains with some men.
Oh, we'll get them out, my darling. But it'll take time. It'll take time.
In the huts at Prosser Creek, only nine persons remained alive. Among them were George Donner, dying from starvation, and his wife, Tamsin Donner.
Come, Mrs. Donner. There's nothing more you can do.
You want me to leave George, my husband?
Yes. George is dying, Mrs. Donner. So please come with us, with your three remaining children.
No. Take the children. They're young. They'll recover. But I beg of you, let me stay here with George.
But you can't last here. The children will need you later.
When I married my George, I swore to God only death would part us. But death won't part us. Death will only bring us together again in another world where there's no hunger and no thirst. A place of brave men and loyal women. A heavenly refuge for exhausted bodies and tortured souls.
Of the 81 persons in the Donner Party, when it left Illinois, only 45 survived. Epic heroes all. Brave men, loyal women, and laughing little children. They mocked the desert and thrust the mountains aside. Courageous, patient, hopeful. They were Western America, triumphant, victorious, even over death. And so, we lay a wreath on the unknown tombs of those frontier fighters who struggled ever westward to the eternal glory of their country.